we're looking at the naming of the new CEO at Walmart. What does that mean? Well, John Taylor is here from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith to give us an idea. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. This is really an interesting story. I'm looking at the headline from Bloomberg News, and it says, quote, Walmart returns to Sam Walton roots, naming new CEO. The new CEO of Walmart, who will take over February 1st, his name is Doug McMillon. He's 47 years old. He's a native Arkansan. He's a graduate of the University of Arkansas. And he has spent basically his entire career, except for when he was away at grad school, working for Walmart. He started as a worker in a Walmart warehouse about 30 years ago. He's very close to the Walmart, to the Walton family. He understands he mentioned the roots that the company was built on, that Sam Walton had taught him, and he intends to adhere to those. And by the way, he's taken over at an interesting time right here. He really won't take over to February 1st, but there's a lot of speculation about why the company announced this right before the key holiday season. He's the fifth CEO of Walmart since Walmart went public, of course, the first one being Sam Walton. They've all been insiders. They've all been people who worked for the company for an extended period of time. By the way, that stock is up 18% for the year. The S&P 500 is up 26%, so it's lagging the street by the overall market by a little bit. And, of course, he currently is the head of their international operations. So very interesting speculation about the timing of that. But apparently it wasn't a big surprise in terms of who was going to be named as the successor to Mike Duke, who will remain on the board and chairman of the executive committee. Yesterday the market was only up slightly. Dow futures are flat this morning. We get some interesting numbers regarding the housing sector. Yesterday the National Association of Realtors reported that upcoming home sales, these are people who have signed contracts but haven't closed yet, dropped for the fifth month in a row. Pending home sales are people think they're a leading indicator of the housing market, and experts say that this shows the pressure on the housing market because of the rising interest rates caused by Mr. Bernanke's talk about tapering, and interest rates have gone up since last May when he began that talk. Also, we've seen a huge increase in the price of housing in some of the metropolitan areas. We'll get a confirmation of that later today when the Case-Shiller Index comes out. And just a few seconds ago, we got a very encouraging number on the housing front. Building permits up 6.2% last month. It was up over 5% the month before that. Annualized rate over 1 million. The projections were to be about 925,000, came in over 1 million. However, many of those housing starts are multifamily housing. We're continuing to see huge demand for rental property, of course, as people are being squeezed by what's going on in the economy. A couple other things to give us some insight into the market and the economy. Tiffany's reporting strong earnings this morning. They easily beat Wall Street's expectations. They say their sales were up 5%. The luxury jeweler, of course, they made 73 cents a share. Wall Street was expecting 58 cents a share. Same store sales up 7%. And then let's finish on a delicious note. Cracker Barrel reporting numbers this morning. Their stock is up strongly, about $1.25 a share before the market opens. By the way, that stock is up 83% this year. So you should have taken some of their stock about earlier in the year. Same store sales up for the eighth consecutive quarter. In fact, their average check is up about 3%. Restaurant sales, same store sales up about 2.8%. And the retail sales, of course, you have to walk through the store before you can be seated in the restaurant, up about 2.5%. And yes, you're going to want to know what the daily specials are today. So the daily special for lunch at Cracker Barrel today, meatloaf and mashed potatoes. If you're going there for dinner tonight, the daily special is lemon pepper grilled rainbow trout. That sounds a little too healthy for me. If I go there at night, I'll probably stick with breakfast.
John, I'll tell you what, you do the research, buddy. Thank you, sir.
Take care, Bill.
All right, John Taylor with the menu at Cracker Barrel. He not only knows how much money they're taking in, but what the menu is for at noon and tonight. Well, that's part of what he does. He studies these things, and he may be able to help you with some of your financial ideas. Give him a call. He's located right here in Fort Smith with Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. The phone number is 479-782-2527, and you could email him, too, at johntaylor@sternagee.com.